What do those meteorite clashes which just occurred mean to us, mean to you? Why should we take note of them? I have an article here in front of me which was published yesterday by Fox News. Russian meteorite, why didn't scientists see it coming? And in the article it says, on the same day that the world scientists were polishing their telescopes in anticipation of asteroid 2012 DA124, a meteor broke apart over the Ural Mountains in Russia and rained down fire and debris, reportedly injuring nearly 1,000 people. So why don't they see this coming? It doesn't take a very large object. A 10-meter-sized object already packs the same energy as a nuclear bomb. The Russian meteor, estimated to be just 10 tons and about 15 meters or 49 feet wide, entered the Earth's atmosphere at a hypersonic speed of at least 33,000 miles per hour and shattered about 18 to 32 miles above the ground. It released the energy of several hundreds kilotons. That's relatively small compared with asteroid 2012 DA14, which will make the closest recorded pass of an asteroid to the Earth about 17,500 miles later today. Now, this article was written yesterday. In the meantime, it has happened already. And while NASA's Near-Earth Object Program and other sky watchers track thousands of larger asteroids like it, the countless smaller ones in the heavens are virtually impossible to locate. If you think about objects the size of the one that came into Russia, you're probably looking at 100 millions up there. Of those likely to intersect Earth, there may be 100,000. While scientists scan the heavens frequently and keep track of millions of objects, they don't keep watch continually. So they're not standing watch all the time, you see. BBC News added the following. In 1908, an asteroid or comet measuring tens of meters across detonated about 10 kilometers above Siberia. The explosion flattened some 80 million trees over an area of 2,000 square kilometers near the Tunguska River. As luck would have it, they say, a sparsely populated region. An object of similar size to 2012 DA14 carved out the magnificent 1.2 kilometer wide depression known as Meteor Crater in Arizona. My wife and I believe our children too, we went to that place one time, and it's quite spectacular. That kind of a crater would have occurred if this most recent asteroid would have hit the Earth. The article goes on to say, talking about the killing of the dinosaurs, that was probably caused by an object some 10 to 15 kilometers wide. The space rock hurtled through our atmosphere, striking Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Scientists estimate that the explosive energy released by the impact was equivalent to 100 trillion tons of TNT, billions of times more explosive than the atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The huge crater that remains from the event is some 180 kilometers in diameter. The aftermath was global and long-lasting. Initially, the impact triggered large-scale fires, huge earthquakes, continental landslides, which generated tsunamis. Then the hot rock and gas blasted at high velocity into the atmosphere, shrouded the planet in darkness. There is evidence for considerable cooling following the asteroid strike. This impact winter could have lasted 10 years. An object of this size hitting Earth today could potentially wipe out civilizations. Now, this morning, Stern Online wrote a follow-up article, and they say that the Millerites in Russia affected 100,000 people insofar as the damage to the buildings are concerned. It was 15 meter in diameter, and it weighed 7,000 tons. They say that it had the energy, in other words, this other asteroid which didn't hit the Earth, it had the energy of hundreds of kilotons. Now, the atom bomb, the nuclear bomb, which was dropped over Hiroshima, only had about 15 kilotons. So it gives you an idea how effective, quote-unquote, that asteroid would have been. It was very close to the Earth, too. They say that it came closer to the Earth than our satellites are surrounding the globe, those satellites which broadcast radio, television, or your phone conversations. They say that the moon was 15 times further away than this asteroid which just flew by the Earth. It was flying with 28,600 kilometers an hour. And they say if it would have hit the Earth, it would have been devastating. Now, many, many years ago, over 10 years ago, we published a booklet, The Theory of Evolution, A Fairy Tale for Adults. Now, if you haven't read that for a while, please go ahead and do it, because in the last several pages of this publication, we talk about the impact of asteroids, comets, meteorites, meteors in times past, and also what the Bible says is going to happen in the future. We are quoting here from a book called In Search of Noah's Ark, and speculation is that also the flood had a lot to do with asteroids or vice versa. And it says in here, we believe it's plausible that a gigantic meteorite colliding with Earth could have jarred the Earth's crust so tremendously that it set off the universal cataclysmic conditions necessary to have caused the rising of the seabeds, earthquakes, volcanoes, and the collapse of the water canopy. And then we say, looking at the biblical records describing the destruction, we are prompted to ask if perhaps God used meteorites or asteroids when destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's read Genesis chapter 19, verses 24 to 28, and we quote it here as follows. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. The smoke of the land went up like the smoke of a furnace. And then consider the plagues that God poured out on Egypt at the time of Moses. Exodus chapter 9, verses 22 to 23 says, Then the Lord said to Moses, Stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, and man on beast on every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And so there was hail and fire mingled with hail, so very heavy that there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. Then the thunder and the hail ceased, and the rain was not poured on the earth. We go on to say that another possible encounter with a meteor can be seen in Joshua chapter 10 and verse 11. And it happened as they fled before Israel that the Lord cast down large hailstones from heaven on them. There were more who died from the hailstones than those whom the children of Israel killed with a sword. And then note Judges chapter 5 and verse 20. They fought from the heavens. The stars from their courses fought against King Sisera. Now, later on in the booklet, we are talking about the future, what the Bible prophesies is going to happen. We say big earthquakes can, of course, occur without any impact from meteors. But as we saw, they can also be the result of such an impact. And it is interesting that some of these earthquakes soon to strike the earth are not usual earthquakes. We're referring to Matthew 24 and verse 29, where Christ says that the stars will fall from heaven. We also quote Luke chapter 21, beginning in verse 25. And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. The German media reported that the Russians fear, and they seem to have evidence, that another meteorite is going to strike soon over there. And they also point out that there is nothing neither Russia nor America could do to prevent that from happening. Nothing. Now, we go on to say in our booklet, consider the account of Revelation chapter 16, verse 18 and 20 to 21. And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth. Then every iron fled away, and the mountains were not found. And great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent. And man blasphemed God because the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great. Parallel scriptures in the book of Isaiah add more insight into what is going to happen very soon. Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 6 tells us, "You will be punished by the Lord of hosts with thunder and earthquake and great noise, with storm and tempest and the flame of devouring fire." And Isaiah chapter 30, verse 30 continues, "The Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard and show the descent of his arm with the indignation of his anger and the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering tempest and hailstones." Now, it doesn't take a great deal of imagination, we say in here, to realize the awesome devastation that will occur again on the earth, caused by comets, asteroids, meteors, I might add meteorites. John writes about it in Revelation chapter 6, when he talks about the sixth seal. He says, "I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind." Now, in our newest booklet, which right now is in the hands of the printer, we also point out that even prior to the sixth seal, even prior to the Great Tribulation beginning, the Bible indicates that there already will be heavenly signs. In other words, there will be already, apparently, meteorites falling down from heaven. And you find that in Luke chapter 21 and verse 11. So what we are seeing right now might very well be a foretaste, a small foretaste, but still a foretaste of the things which are going to happen. In our booklet, we go on to say in Revelation chapter 8, 7, verse 12, it says, "The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. And then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. And then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. And it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. And the name of the star was Wormwood. And a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day didn't shine, and likewise the night." All these symptoms go hand in hand with a huge meteorite impact. Now, these are the events which the Bible clearly prophesies are going to happen. Bad news. But you and I can be spared. That's the lesson I want to bring home to you today. In light of these terrible events which are happening, which have happened, which are going to happen, we conclude in our booklet to say this. Notice Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10 in the New Jerusalem Bible. Because you have kept my commandments to persevere, I will keep you safe in the time of trial which is coming for the whole world to put the people of the world to the test. The immediate future of this earth looks grim. But if you are one of God's true followers, there is a way out. Just as God protected Noah and his family in an ark, while the rest of the world perished in a flood, and as God protected Lot and his daughters by bringing them out of Sodom, so God will protect his people here on earth. We will not have been removed from this earth in a secret rapture, spending our time in heaven with Christ, but we will be at a safe place here on earth. Christ says in Luke chapter 21 and verse 28, "Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near." God is testing us today to see what's in our heart, to see if we will keep his commandments. Will you be one of those worthy of protection?